Last week we decided discussing the halachas Tshuva Saderach. Just want to go a brief review. We said last week that Tshuva Saderach is not an Eitz Taiva, a nice thing to do. The segula you shouldn't get hurt on the way. Everything should go okay. It's a chiv goma. I mentioned from Kama Paiskim that the chiv goma, it's like, but that's why it's a hilchos tefillah. Just like the chiv to daven, the Bach says, just like the chiv to daven, yitzchas brachas, there's a chiv to say tefillah sederach. It's a chiv goma. It's a, in fact, one of the Paiskim, Zilberstein quotes a sefer called Eretz Chamda that says, it's like any other mitzvah d'rabbanan, like Kriyas Megillah, Shah mitzvah d'rabbanan. And if someone doesn't do it, it's called Avrayan. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, someone's constantly over a din d'rabbanan, it's considered a nudu, she put him in chayram. That's how important it is to say. It's like any other thing, any other mitzvah d'rabbanan. And we mentioned also, even if you're going for a shlich mitzvah, still there's no hetta. You know, you say shluch mitzvah in Izaken, but still, you're mechuyev to say it. You're mechuyev to say tefillah sederach. And even someone goes every day, he travels this direction every day. He flies every day, or he travels a certain place, goes out of the city limits every day. He has mechuyev to say tefillah sederach every day. We did mention also that there are some paiskim that want to say today, I'm a super, if we say tefillah sederach or not, because our streets are paved well, there's no robbers on the way, they'll jump you while you're traveling, and so on, like used to be in time of Chazal. We say all drachon cheska sakana, and memela, please, no talking, please. All drachon aksir said cheska sakana, and memela, today you find people's speed, there are car accidents constantly, the effort is all drachon cheska sakana, and ma'aseh ladina, today you say tefillah sederach, and you have the chiyuv to say it. You also mentioned, let's say has to go out of town, Marshall, let's say someone's in Lakewood, Atzala in Lakewood, a lot of good hospitals, you have to go from one city to another city. Someone has to go to Manhattan on Shabbos. Even if you're driving on Shabbos, it's a Mechal Shabbos too. Alpha Pekin, the extensive most price game is, you say tefillah sederach, even though it's a machlokes, we say, shh. We say, a person is mechuyev to say tefillah sederach. What is the shir of saying tefillah sederach we mentioned? Last week, we mentioned it has to be at least a parsa. Now, the sheer parsa, machlokes Rashi and other Yishayim, you have to say immediately a sheer parsa, and if it's too late, Rashi says it's too late. You have to say at the beginning, reach a parsa, that's when you say it, and then you can't say it afterwards. But most Yishayim disagree, and that's what Rashi says from Shulchan Aruch, that the chiyuv starts right away with a parsa, but if you don't say it, then you could say anywhere on the road as long as within a parsa before you get you to your destination. And that we say tefillah sederach is how far is the shear of traveling? So we mentioned about Yosef said the shear is 72, you have to travel 72 minutes. But we mentioned Mechashleima, and most folks can disagree with Vadi Yosef, and that's how we hold Ladina. They even less than 72 minutes, as long as you're in a road, you're outside the city limits, and you start traveling, then you have a chiyuv saying tefillah sederach. The question is, can you start saying, we mentioned machlokes hapaiskim, if there's a tefillah sederach, still in the city to start, or only when you get out? So we mentioned the machlokes taz, and now the paiskim taz says, as long as you left the house, even though you're still in the city, you still could say them. However, most Paiskim disagree with the Taz, and that's how Mishmur holds and our Hashulchan holds, that only when you leave the outskirts of the city, that's when you start saying Tefillah Sederach. And that's how we Paiskim Ladina. And here along the road, there's constantly houses there. So after Pekin, you say Trios Adach. We also mentioned the end of the Shir, we mentioned Nashim, women, also have Chiyah Trios Adach, because even though a woman are potter from Tzvila, but since the Magavon brings on a smack that says, if someone's an Eitz Tzar, by Eitz Tzar, even Nashim Achayiv. So since even Al Jocham, Ches Sakona, so Meila, women have also Chiyah to say Trios Adach. Alright, that was in short what we said last week.
No. 2 minutes walking, driving, crying.
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Alright, now it's all about.
Flying?
Flying? Even if you fly a half hour, it's still the Chiyah
Trios Adach. Now, isn't a minute you go up in the air?
We'll get to that. We'll get it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
We didn't talk about airplanes yet. Airplanes we'll talk in a minute.
But you have to fly 72 minutes.
You don't have to fly 72 minutes. I already answered them already. You don't have to. The question is, yeah, all right, yeah. What do you want to say? He held 72 minutes. We don't. Most Chachamim disagree with him.
We do.
We do say it's in less than 72 minutes. Okay.
Outskirts of which city?
The city you're leaving from. Outskirts.
I get to Lincolnwood.
No, that's not still the same thing. We'll talk about it. We'll get to that. That's not this week. It's Hashem next week, hopefully.
First, do you have to say Trios Adach from here to Milwaukee?
What? From here to Milwaukee?
Milwaukee,
yes, you must say Trios Adach. Doesn't make a difference. We just said it doesn't make a difference. You missed last week's share. We mentioned last week's share. You missed the house along the way.
I didn't miss. You missed me.
I'm not so sure. All right. Trios Adach. Can you be mighty other people or not? Can you be mighty other people or not? No, it's a chiyuv. Each person says Trios Adach. Or some person can be mighty other people or not. Or each person has to say it. What's it, Negea? Someone who's driving a car. If he has a chiyuv to say it, it's very hard for him to say it. How's he going to say it? Trios Adach while he's driving the car. Or let's say you have a car full of men, let's say a bus. You have men full of men, women, let's say like a camp or a bunch of kids going together. So normally, can one say to you, might say everybody, because you can't expect every kid to start saying Trios Adach. So usually what they do is one person gets up and says, oh, can you say, are you allowed to do such a thing? Pashtus, since it's Tefillah, where is the whole halacha Trios Adach? The chayyim should be in the halachas at the end of the second chayyim mishabuah, about all halachas, you know, about hagaymel. We say hagaymel, we say shechiyano, and these things. But it's in here. Where's the simikuf yud? Simikuf right in the middle of erechus tefillah. Since it's middle erechus tefillah, so the chayyim by tefillah, the halachas like this. Can I be mighty someone shmenetzer? So the mechaber says. In Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, "Lacha Shesaimu Atziba Tzilasan." This is a lashon of Mechaber in Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Aleph. After the Tziba finished davening the Shtil Shemnetzer, Yaza Shatz Atzvila. The Shatz Shei Chazar Tzatz. Sheim Yesh Mishen Yedavus Falo. Because if let's say there's one person who doesn't know how to daven, Yechavu Mashu Ayma V'Yotzibo. Shvachavu, what the Shatz says, and the Chazar the Shatz is the one who's saying the Chazan who's saying Chazar Shatz is being mighty him. V'tzarech oisah shiyotzi tefillah Shatz chav mashalim Shatz, and the one who's saying Chazar Shatz and the one who's listening has to be mechavu what the Shatz says. Merosh atzoy from beginning to end. So Mishbuah speaks over there in Sifkan Aleph. He says that's only talking to someone who doesn't know how to daven. But someone who bucky, he's not yotzim b'di'evet, b'tfilas shatz. He listens to shatz saying no shmenetzer, he's not yotzim b'di'evet. So chaya, if the din of tfilah, so comes out each person has to say tfilas aderech, and you can't be mighty, one person can't be mighty anybody else. That's the chaya vice does poshim shat in the shechonach. But let's say, if you say tfilas aderech is only a bracha, it's not even not a bracha. That one person can be mighty, someone else with a bracha. Or mighty rabbin with a bracha. Like other brachas. And other rabba. Sometimes you find, you say about brachas, right on Hadis Melech. Let's say there are 20 people on the bus, so one person should be mighty everybody. Because right on Hadis Melech. So what's that? So the halacha, what is the, could be mighty someone else or not? It's a machlokes ha-paiskim. It's a machlokes ha-paiskim. In the Sefer Emes Yaakov, from Yaakov Kamnetsky, in Simon Kufyud, Ice 138, he says every person should say Tfilah Sederach himself, and not be someone else. Why? Because it's Tfilah. It's an Ichas Tfilah. So it's Ichas Tfilah with Paskin, that you can't maybe actually, you can't be mighty a Baki. That's what he writes in the Sefer Emes Yaakov. There's another Sefer from Yaakov called the Talmud, one of the Talmidim, or a few Talmidim, one called Mechitzes Rabbeinu. Talmidim from Yaakov, called, the Sefer is called Mechitzes Rabbeinu. So on page Samach, he brings down the hurt from Yaakov like this. The exact same thing they write to the Sefer, but there he's Maitsev. But let's say someone's not a Baki, or so on. For some Siba, he can't say it. For instance, then you could be mighty. So let's say Marshall, a person drives a car. He has to keep his mind on his road. If he starts looking in a city saying, Tzvot HaDerech, something go wrong, he gets into a car accident. Chas v'shalom. So in Mela, so someone's driving a car, then you can be mighty. Why? Because since it's hard for him to say himself, because he's always thinking driving the car. So comes out according to Yaakov Kamnetsky, every person, the Chatkila, should say Tfil Sederach himself. Except if he's driving a car, or from other Sibin Ochrets, he can't say it. The stomach of the Svar of Yaakov Kamnetsky is because then it's Nichlal and Ein Baki. So it's not a Baki. He's like Ein Baki because he can't say it. So maybe it's Nichlal on that, and maybe he can be Maitzim. But someday someone's able to say Tfil Sederach himself, he should say to him, should not be me, should not be my sin.
Why not stop?
Huh?
Why not stop?
Huh?
If it's okay, you let him stop.
It's very dangerous to stop today. Very dangerous. You go on a road, you stop on a side road, on a highway, and then you go back on, and the other car behind you is coming 50, 60 miles an hour, you can, it's a sarcosis of
fascists. Right. Why can't you say word for word with the person?
Huh? You could do it. Yeah, but that, what's it? That's machlokes. Some. No, that's an eitzah. That's it. Say word for word. Okay.
The concentration is not so good in driving.
All right. So that's the sheet of Yaakov Kamnetsky. However, it seems that Shlomo Zalman argues. Why? Because he writes in the Sefer, Halicha Shlema, Per Chafalov, and Sifhei, he clears the Shaila. Did a quote from Shlomo Zalman clear the Shaila? That says, if a person, let's say I said Tfil Sederach already. Now someone else in the car asks me, or the plane asks me, I want you to say Tfil Sederach, I want you to be made to me. I said Tfil Sederach. Now someone else didn't say it. Let's say he's driving the car. He can't say Tfil while he's driving the car. So he wants someone to be made to him. So someone already said Tfil Sederach, can he be made to him? Someone wouldn't say Tfil Sederach yet. Are you allowed to say it a second time now? To get to someone else. So he clears it as a shayla. So vice says, if I didn't say it, then for sure I can be mighty to him. He's only claiming because maybe I was mighty already, so I can't do a second time. It's like it could be mighty bracha batala. They clear the shayla. So vice says, if he didn't say it, for sure he can be mighty. That's what in the Halicha Shlema. If you look in the Sefer Isha Yisrael and Perek Nun Sif Kadnarov, he quotes of Shlema Zalman differently. He quotes of Shlema Zalman, name the shayla. That someone who already said Tfil Sederach, and he was already Yotze Tfil Sederach, he can be mighty someone else. Even though he's Yotze already. So come down, call down Koshke, and if he didn't say it, before he can be mighty somebody else. So you see, Klaus, the Machlokes, Reb Yaakov Kamnetsky, and Reb Shlomo Zalman. There's Talmidim from Moshe, I didn't hear anything from Moshe, I just never spoke to him about this. Talmidim right, the Moshe held, also, can be mighty Chaveri. And you're allowed to be mighty, like Shlomo Zalman. And same thing, Sefer Asher Yish, in Chelekal, Perich HaBeis, HaIzbeis, Kotzo, Boyashev, that says, the Faket, he says, Mutav, one person should be mighty, 10 people. Now each one should say to one bracha. So Vice says for him, clearly, that you want someone to be mighty, someone else, at Tfil Sederach. Ledina, we tell people that Vadai, it's best thing, everyone should say their own. If you want to say it's own, but if you want to be mighty on his friend, in fact, it's hard for them to do it, to say themselves, then certainly it can be right to them. Certainly someone's driving the car, certainly yaitzer them. And Eitzer Elamach mentions, if you want to say word for word, if that works out, then also do it that way. Then you cover your own basis then. Okay. What? We are the din, you can still be much to someone else. Alright. Well, it has to be, yeah. If you say word for word, it doesn't make a difference.
A woman can be much for you.
A woman can be much to men, yes. Yes. A cotton cannot, no. Alright. What would be a din, which I think is partial, but what would be the din, because I saw some people talk about this, what would be the din if the let's say someone is traveling from here to Milwaukee, so you need Tzvi Yosadach. The one who's saying Tzvi Yosadach is only going to Milwaukee, he's staying there overnight, he's staying there for a few days. But the one who's be mighty is coming back from Milwaukee. He's coming back that night. He's coming back that day. So can my tefillah sederach? I'm saying tefillah sederach because I'm only going to Milwaukee. Can I be mighty in that he shouldn't have to say tefillah sederach on the way back? Because usually the same day you don't say tefillah sederach anymore. It seems partial that you could be mighty. Ladina certainly can be mighty. Okay.
Can he say this after they can show him to the guy?
Doesn't make a difference. They talk about that. It doesn't make a difference. He can say it's not considered a hefsek. Even if he says it's not a hefsek. Yeah, it's not a hefsek.
In other words, what the
Rav
is saying is you only say once a day.
You say once a day unless you have a hefsek hadas, which we'll talk about Mitzvah Shem next week. Okay? All right.
The second and third day, that's police shem with mafus.
We'll get to that also. All right. Where do you drive an airplane? You go on an airplane. Is there here to say Tzvi Sederach when you go on an airplane? Or maybe it's not called derech. So Mela, you don't say Tzvi Sederach. In Timsarayma, you say Tzvi Sederach when you go on an airplane. When does it start? Does it start when you're on the runaway? Or does it start when only the plane takes off from the ground? When does the chiyuv start? It's Yadua quoted from the Baal Tzavos of Perech, Ragachava. Now they all quote the Isha Meshitas, that's from the Rav Zevin. If you look in Rav Zevin's Sefer, they all quote page pay. I have the Isha Meshitas, old print. I looked in page pay, doesn't say a word about it. I looked through all the things they spoke about the Ragachava, also, and they have a whole thing on the Isha, has a whole thing on the Ragachava. I went through it a number of times, I couldn't find them discuss it. So someone finds it for me, I'll be mad at time. I couldn't see the Isha Meshitas. But anyway, there are big people that quote it. So, it's quoted in the Alicha Shleima from Shleim Zama, Perichofav, Dvaralocha, Sifches, and also Sefer Alocha, Mitecha, Perichet, Sifkozayin. Quotes is Ragachava. They say it's over from the Ragachava. It's not in print. Ragachava itself is not in the Chuvas, it's not there. But they say over from the Ragachava. That the Ragachava, they asked him, you go on airplane, it's Tzvi Yosadach. He said, no, you don't say Tzvi Yosadach. Why? He had arrived from a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says, in Daf Kuf Lam Tesserim Beis, by Shluch HaKan, it says, Ki Kore Kantipa Lefenecha Baderech. If you meet a Kantipa, a Shluch HaKan on the road, Baderech, on the road. So Gemara is a Kasha. El Meata, Motza Kan, the Shemayim, the Ksiv Derech Nesher, if I find a Kan in Shemayim, where only birds fly there, Nesher eagles, they fly there. Also, Yechiv Shluch HaKan. So Gemara answers, no, Derech Nesheker. When you go in the sky, it's there. That's the only way. Who goes in the sky? Only eagles, birds, and so on. Of Derech Stamlik, people don't go. It's not called Derech. So you see from the Gemara that if you go today, if you have airplanes that go in the air, it's not called Derech. That's what they say from Ragachava. That's the called Ragachava. So Alicha Shleima, he says, the swarch of the Ragachava is Tamua. You go by the time. Since the bunch of Geras, Yechaz, the Zaneno, to fly in the air, Pshita, we should be Mispalo, if you go on that road, on that way, you should thank the bunch of them when you ride, the Shalom. So he says he doesn't understand the Ragachava. In the Sefer, Alecha Mitecha says it's hard to believe that these things came out from the Ragachava. It's right to say, he says such a thing. They say, Alecha L'maisa. In the Sefer Yabim Aima from Rabbi Yosef in Chelek Beis Arachayim Sim Yudalas, there the Tshuva talks about Bichas HaGaimel, which we'll eventually talk about that when we get to the Halachas of Gaimel. Like Bichas HaGaimel, when you fly an airplane, certainly you have to say HaGaimel. And in the Tikkunim, the Bisu in the back of the Yabim in the back, that Tshuva has Tikkunim in the back of the Sefer, on that Simen Arachayim Sim Yudalas in Chelek Beis. He says, what then? Tfilas Sadech also. You go by airplane, you should say Tfilas Sadech. So comes out Ledina, the consensus of Paiskim is that you say Tfilas, we're not talking about Goyim, we're talking about Tfilas Sadech. When you go on the road, you should say Tfilas Sadech. If you go on airplane, you should say Tfilas Sadech. Now the Shaila is, once now we establish the extent of Paiskim is, you say Tfilas Sadech, when you start saying Tfilas Sadech? It's a machlokes apaiskim. In the Sefer Emes Yaakov from Yaakov Kavdesky in Simon Kofiud, Har 139, he says, you say, the time when the plane is when it's still on the ground, when it's on the runaway, when it goes to Mehiris, when it goes real fast before it takes off, still you should say before it picks up from the ground, that's what you should say, Tfilas Sadech. That's what Yaakov Kavdesky said. However, in the Shlicha Shlema, in Perich of Al Sivdal, quotes of Shlema Zalman, not like that. He says, the Zman of Tfilas Sadech is when the plane lifts off from the ground. That's enough. If you fall out of a plane, you fall on the ground, you'll be Besakana. Then that's when you say it. So, Mela, He doesn't write, what's the Shir Gaiva? In the Sefer Mandei Shlema, brings down that he heard from Shlema Zalman. In Mandei Shlema, in Pesh Mem Aleph, he brings down from Shlema Zalman that he heard from him that it does not enough to play his high on Yitzvachim. So far, it's 40 inches off the ground, 36 inches off the ground, he's not going to hurt himself. It has to be more than 10. Some people say 10 Tzvachim, because why? Once 10 Tzvachim with Shitzacheres, that's what you should say. He doesn't agree to that. There's no shak sakana if you fall 10 tefachim. It has to be a shir that you fall out of a plane, which is not shak, but if you would fall out of a plane, you would hurt you, you'd be with sakana then. That's his mind, he said, Tfilas Sadech, which is probably a split second more than 10 tefachim. The plane is going.
When a plane is on the ground, if you fall off that plane when it's on the ground, you don't hurt yourself.
Huh? I'm just telling what he says. 10 tefachim is not enough, but it doesn't make a difference. It's just a matter, it's only a second here, a second there, because the plane is going so fast, and it's going like this. So anyway, let me finish. So that's when Siddur Sakana, when your mama is Sakana, but you're not my Sakana, then you don't say Tefillah Sadech yet. That's from Shlema, that's the course of Shlema Zalman. And even if the plane, airline, let's say the plane leaves from, let's say, Chicago. It leaves from Chicago itself. L'chol, you didn't leave the city yet. Remember, we mentioned last week, the only Tchiv Tfilas Sadech is only leave the city. And in Chicago, when you're in a plane, the plane takes off in Chicago, O'Hare, but it's still Midway, still part of Chicago. So L'chol, you should not have to say that. But we bounce, it's partial to bounce, you're in the plane already, the plane is taking off, that's like you're out of the city already. And certainly you say, you could say Tfilas Sadech then. And it's also pashut that people aren't aware of that. Let's say we live in Chicago, so we drive to the airport, you always say Tfilas Sadech when you get into the airport, either when it takes off or when it's on the runway. I tell people to say on the runway, when it's real fast on the runway. Some people tell me that when they sit in their seat in that plane, me too, sit in their seat, they fall asleep right away, before the plane even takes off. You know, when they get in your seat, you see, make sure that if you sit by the aisle, you make sure that the two people are there ready, fall asleep right away. So then you can say, Rashid is a task that you can say still in the city before it takes off. But if you're awake when the plane is taking off, you take one on the runway, it goes on the runway, it goes real fast before it takes off the ground. That's the best time to say. But it's a machlokes. Some people say once it's in the air. Certainly, if you got to say it, as long as you're not within a parsa, let's say driving from Chicago to New York. As long as you're within you're not a pastor to New York.
You
more passed away from New York, then you still could say Tril Sederach. Right. So it's Poshid that even still in the city, you still say Tril Sederach, because it makes you like Yotz in the air. Also, it's Poshid that, let's say, for instance, you leave from Lakewood. Let's say, Lakewood, you're going to go to Newark Airport or to LaGuardia. When you leave Lakewood already, you don't wait to get on the airplane. When you leave Lakewood, that's when you start saying, when you leave Lakewood. What's called leaving Lakewood? I'll tell you what I do. Once I get to the one, I go with Conklin Road. If anyone knows Lakewood, you go with Conklin Road. And then there's different ways to get on it. You get to the Garden State Parkway. So when you get to Conklin, when you go to Conklin, you're still in Lakewood. On Conklin, you're still in Lakewood. When you hit the 195, that's when person should say Tril Sederach. That's when you're leaving Lakewood, that's when you should say Tril Sederach. Yes.
Why was Eric Henry changing the criteria? We're going from kind of the rather saying that when you leave Lakewood, you go to the 195.
Because called Joachim the Chesed, because called Joachim the Chesed Sakana. Okay. Yeah.
Since Tril Sederach is because Liston is leaking, so why don't we say before we enter the terminal, because Sman Hazeb is.
If you remember last week, we said, because we hold that a kana was and you go on a roll. I tell people, if you walk in Borough Park, you should make Tril Sederach every day you walk out in Borough Park. That's where they drive there. But the mice is that a kana was only when you're outside the city. That's all. That was the kana. Okay?
All right.
Yeah.
But as soon as he got in the car and he started driving, he said to us, To go to the airport. He held that. So I asked him, I took him. I made a left turn from Drake.
Yeah.
By Sucker Park, he said to Tril Sederach. So I asked him, one block for driving, wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the officer says, I'm Yotzler there. Starting now, I said Tril Sederach.
It feels right, like the center most place going out like that. There is a Taj. The Taj holds like that, but Mishabura argues on it. Okay, that's the Shitas Taj. That's the Shitas. What he's doing is the Shitas Taj. But most of Chayim disagree with it. All right. What about an Einin? We know Einin is part of a Kol Mitzvah Shabbataya. All Mitzvahs that say, Brachas, you don't make Brachas. If Einin goes by airplane, or with a car, from one seat to another seat, to air, let's say someone like Leno was lifted here in Chicago, was lifted somewhere else, so he traveled to Detroit. So he travels from here to Detroit. Does it say Tril Sederach? He's Einin. Or let's say he goes with the mace, let's say the person's lived in New York, and he's taking the mace to Eretz Yisrael, or to another city, that you say Tril Sederach or not. L'chaya, Pashtis, you don't. Aynes Pater, why don't you? It's Nevoah and Yeridea, Simen, Shem, and Malav, Sefalav. This is a Lashon Mechaba. Mi Shemais Vai, Mace, Shilchaya, V'Tabah, Rav, Kaidim, Makvur. It's so on, it's a mace, one is Shiva Kaidim. One of Shiva Krevin is a chuyuv to be to sit abeis for him. Before the kvura, he has a din of einin. Then the rav bechas amaitzi. If he eats bread, you don't make amaitzi. You wash your hands, but you don't make amaitzi. Lo bechas amazon. You don't say bechas amazon. Upata mikol mitzvah shalmus the teis. Call upata from all mitzvahs saying the teir. So if that's the case, so the chayv pashis you shouldn't say tefillah derech. However. The Pasha is going to be no different than any other bracha. However, I'll show you Kama Achreinim, the whole Yechuv to say Tril Sederach. This Charles of Shumas, Efraxa, Danya, and Chedigim of Sumi Yeshitches, he says, Einim make Tril Sederach. Since this is Bracha's Bakosh is Rachman, the Bani Shalom should protect me along the roads. That's what the Efraxa, Danya says. In the Kobay of Elis, from Greenwald, in Perig Bay, Simon Alf, Oisir Aleph, he says there that you should say Tril Sederach also. Why? Because cover a mace. Why is it cover a mace? Because you want to bring the mace to Kvura. So you're asking the Bnei Shalom, no Takala should come on the road. I should be able to bring him the Menucha as soon as possible. No, there should be nothing going on. Because all the Rachim to the Abachas is Sakana. And Malkam Sakana, Rav Zalman Magoris, he quotes Rav Zalman in Hichas, Einin says, Yechai, Einin is Chayiv. So in Mela, therefore the Kabbalah says, therefore an Einin, if he's going with the mace, he's going on the road, going airplane to the mace, or with the mace, whatever it is, you say Tril Sederach. That one second. That's what he says. And same thing, one second. The same thing speaks out in Sefer Alecha Bamitecha from Stern, he's in Pertes, Halacha Tess, and he's Maisif. That's only talking about saying Ikka Bracha. But usually, sometimes some people say Bracha, he says Trosnek, he says other Pesukim afterwards. Yaakov Halchadaka, he says other things. That's a sure Einish should say, because that's the Vitaire, that you shouldn't. But you only say the Bracha. And also, normally, we'll talk about it, hopefully, get to this year, about Bracha Smol Chavata. So you can't say any Bracha, so it can't be Bracha Smol Chavata. That's what the Sefer Alachim Avtecha says. In the Sefer Avnei Chen in Chelik Beis, there's a kuntres in back called Kanfei Ruach from Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein. And he quotes there in Perek Yudzayin Sifkon Gimel. He quotes from Ishmer, Rabbi Yashiv, that Paskins, that also you should say Bracha. You should say Tzirot Adech Inu Nirainen. Why? Because he's talking. Now Chazal Pater Einen. Look at the Svar, he says. Mam Shagainis, he says. He says, normally, why is Pater Einen? Because he's Pater O Mitzvahs. So Einen is Pater O Mitzvahs. He came Mekai. Why? Because Isaac Mitzvah Pater Men a Mitzvah. So you're not Mekai to Kai, so if you're not Mekai to Kai Mitzvah, so therefore Einen is Pater from saying a Bracha. But for Einen is Magish, that the Tzerachim is Vakish Vachmim, that the road he wants it should be Matzlich to trip. It shouldn't, the plane shouldn't be delayed, the car should be, if it's going by car, should not run into traffic. He's not the spal tzeich mitzvah, he's not the cause of a mitzvah to say tzeilos adarech. He's doing it just for protection. Then you could say tzeilos adarech. And he brings also the svar from Rabbi Yashiv, is brought down also in the Sefer Asher Yish, in Perich of Beis, in Sifhei.
Can he be
mic'd to
somebody?
What, huh? 1 second. The other way around. We'll talk in a second. Okay. She has opposite. Someone should be yotze him. Okay, we'll get that in a second. No, 1 second. 1 second. Shaya. In the countries from Kanfei Ruach over there, being down also from Yashiv. The Rashi says, what happens? He brings a riot to him. Let's say someone, he has a bad headache. Says, so if it's smiled to Rabbi Shalom, he should have a full shlema. He's a vacuum, Rabbi Shalom, the headache should go away. He doesn't do the mitzvah to dam to Rabbi Shalom. He does it because he doesn't want the headache. It's by Kosher Rachamim. So just like he could be a chayz, could be a vakish rachamim, so also, Einin could be vakish, let's say someone's an Einin. He has a bad headache. He goes to a doctor. He wants the doctor to heal him. He's Einin. He has a bad, something wrong with him. He could go to a doctor when he's Einin. So certainly, he's all go to the right for cold water to Rabbi Shalom. So he should have a hatzlach trip. So there's nothing wrong. That's the Matthias mitzvah. That's what he quotes from Yashiv. If you fulfill yourself, yourself is mitzvah. Tzvira Sadach, the Gemara says, we quoted it last week, Hamlech Bekanech Betzei. What's in your Tzvira Sadach? Hamlech means, how's Hamlech, consult. Consult in the Rabbi Shem and go. That's the Tzvira Tzvira. It's the Tzvira Tzvira from the Rabbi Shem. It's Mugda, like the Tzvira Tzvira from the Rabbi Shem. So if Yitzhak says, so is he talking that an Einen is more than Tzvira Sadach? Just like, you take a shusha basa adam, so you take a shusha in the Bainu Shalom. So that's why a Einen could say it's filth adach. So you see from the Kobay, from the Yashiv, Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Einen should say it's filth adach. But the people disagree.
According to that, you shouldn't say we're saying Malchus.
Huh?
If I want to ask somebody, Baruch, I don't get it.
But once you say it like the Takana was.
Because of the Takana was a mitzvah, not a...
Right. It's Tula. Right. It's Bakosh Zachman. However, in the Yisraeli Smachot, from Felder brings down, in Hichos Einen, Ice 34, he quotes from Moshe Feinstein, Ramosha, the Einen does not say Tula's Dach, just like he's part of all our Dachas, he's part of him also. And the Sefer, Kamfei Ruach, which he just quoted before, he brings out from Chaim Kanesi also, the Einen doesn't say Tzvios Adach. And the same thing brings down in the Sefer Alech Metecha in Perek Tetz of Kutn Yebez, he quotes the Sefer Levi Yehuda. He also says he don't say Tzvios Adach. Now, the Sefer Alech Metecha holds he do say. But the Maisi quotes the Sefer Levi Yehuda, says he don't say. So Mela, what's the Eitza? You have a Machoika Tzapaiskim here. Zogt of Yitzhak Zobish, the Eitza is, he should ask someone else who's not Einen. He's on the airplane. He's sitting next to another woman going to El Al. So, a lot of women in there. So you can ask someone else, I want you to be mitzvah me. So the Aina should ask someone who's his partner, you should have Kavan to be mitzvah me. So Marashah. He says, he listens, if he's in the Pasha to be then he mitzvah him. If not, say, won't be mitzvah, that's all. So he shouldn't say at all. So she asked someone else to be mitzvah him, so Mela, he does not say the bracha himself, and that would cover his bases. In fact, if you look Mishabes Kochatza in Peretz Samach Dalet, Sif Katan Ein Hey, he asks Akasha on the Kobay Velas himself, of Nervin, probably of Shlom Zalman, because he went through the whole thing. They ask Akasha on the Kobay. The Kobay Velas says, what if he could say Tzvil Tadach? He says, but while he has a Porsche Eitzah. He should ask his friend, who's not an Einen, he should be my Tzvil Tadach. Why should Aina make the bracha himself? Why run into a shayla? And he brought the tzachin. He asked his akasha. So Moshe, this
right.
Yeah, but he's not in the pasha. But if you hold that he's potter or that he's not in the pasha, he can. Yeah.
That enough? Is that the same concept we might see someone else, or is that different?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know if he could be might see somebody else. But the kash is the pumfakir. So why does it say Eitzah? Why does the kobay say so? Rishab says, why doesn't the kobay say, which is Pasha Echor, it's a Pasha Eitzah? Yeah. So Ladina, Einen, Ladina, that someone who's not Einen, Vadir can be Eitzah, Einen, Tzvosadach. But let's say that's not Shaykh. Then the Einen should not make a bracha since Ramosha and Chaim Kanevsky says not to do it, and Kapasha Shechonach, because Shechonach should have said something. If Shechonach says, doesn't make any chalukim, doesn't mean by Tzvil Sadech is different. So the Dina, we tell people, if he's an Einen, he does not say Tzvil Sadech. Okay. Any questions? We have more questions. People have some questions here.
If someone's driving by himself, should he be serving from the Taz?
Huh?
If someone's going to drive by himself, there's no one else in the car, should he be serving from the Taz and stay before he leaves the...
That's an Eitzah, right, yeah. If he has no Eitzah, then he should do like the Taz, stay in the city. Like Roshua, but Roshua, the case is different, someone's driving him.
Can you say it during Shemana Esrei?
Some people say the briskers, you know, there happens to be a Pichada. The Rambam doesn't bring down the Torah Lachat Tzvil Sadech. Doesn't bring down. Shechnorah brings it down. So the Pichadesh says, since the Rambam doesn't bring it down, so therefore it's best to say Nishmei Tefillah. So there are, but with my Sodina, Shechnorah says not like this. Shechnorah says you say it on the road. You have to be there. So right, you don't say it, but there are Shitas, the Pichadesh, and other, but the Brisk is also, the Biskarov, Biskarov used to say Tefillah Sederach, even though he's going on the road that day, he said Nishmei Tefillah.
When he first goes to Milwaukee,
where,
when does he say it?
When you leave Chicago.
Where?
I don't remember where my child's Milwaukee.
North,
yeah. I usually go, mostly I go is to Marshall, Indiana, or...
When you go east.
If I'm going towards South Haven or Marshall, Indiana, which I'm going, or to go to New York, I say it when it says Indiana, because Chicago, I'm told Chicago's until there. So now you're entering Indiana, that's what I tell my wife to say. I tell my,
Wisconsin.
That could be outside Chicago, right here, I don't know. Yeah, Chicago, I'm told Chicago's until it says Indiana. Chicago ends by the border of Indiana. That's what I'm told. Is it true or not? That's what I'm told.
Illinois.
Huh? Not Illinois. No. Chicago.
Illinois.
Yeah, right. Both together.
And how about Cook County and Bates County? If you're going west, you're still in Chicago. You could be going for a half hour. You're
still in Chicago. Then you don't say.
When you go out of...
Once you hit out of Chicago, that's when you say Tzvil Sadech.
Not by the Skyway? Don't say
it by
when you get on Skyway.
Skyway's still
part of
Chicago.
Skyway's Chicago. It's on 80th Street. It's still part of Chicago. Is there, no one says about paying taxes. You're the city of Chicago. Chicago is until if you go east, you go.
Huh? If you're spending that money, you're in Chicago. That's close to the city of Chicago.
Then the pashas have no etzik. You said, like mentioned before, let's say someone's on the road, he's driving himself. He can't go to the side. Then he can't go to the side because it's sakana. Unless he gets off, Moshe gets off. Sometimes, you know, we have these exits. There's exits he can go off, you know, sometimes there's a gas station or. Yeah.
Okay, when the road going south, so when you get to the
other side. That's south, that's east, no?
The Hodgkins or those areas, they're also contiguous to Chicago,
the
same way
Lincoln lives. Yeah, that's our way to Indiana. It's another state. Right, Indiana. When you hit Indiana, it says Indiana. I tell my wife, start to say Trust Dech now. Now it's time to say Trust Dech. All right, next shtickle. The halacha of Vinsanach Bracha Chavetza. The Mechaber says in Simen Kufyud Sivav. The Mechaber says like this. Haram and Rattenberg, I'm calling the Mechaber. Haram and Rattenberg, Shoyetzel Derech Babayka, when he used to go on the road in the morning, Hayayim Ha'acha Yiratzai. He should say, he said right after Yiratzai, He used to say it to me. He said right after he's finished Agayma Chasam Taivim Lama Yisrael. It's a Tia Bracha Smocha L'Chabata. So right, that's the Lashon Mechaba. So right after he said Bichas Hashacha, he said Agayma Chasam Taivim Lama Yisrael. That's when he said Tfilas Adach. So Vayis starts from the Mechaba, it's talking where he's going there before he davens. So maybe after Bechas HaShacha, he said Tfilas Adach. So maybe with Sarah Baruch HaVeta. So Mishabur speaks out and says, Kot Nechav Zayin, if let's say he's in the road already, just after Tfila, he can't say Tfilas Adach. Let's say he goes on the road after davening, he can't say Tfilas Adach by Goyim HaChasadim, because he has to be Masik B'derech. He's dying now in Shul. He's not Masik B'derech yet. So there, he says only when he gets onto the road. So, that's what the Mechaber says, that's what Mishmur speaks out. The whole din of Aram Rattenberg, is that a Mika din? You have to do it that way? Or it's a Chumar B'Alma? It's a nice thing to do. But you don't have to do it. From Mishnebura, there's no claw raya. Mishabur says like this. In Sif Katn Chavches, it says like this. The reason why there was Samech HaChaveta, because since the bracha is not, doesn't start with Baruch. Doesn't Baruch. And he goes, Emsayim, and he has to master to another bracha. So what do you do? Says the Mishabur. Kigan Sheyechel, Ayishta. You should eat something, or drink, you should eat something or drink something. Eis a dava, v'ivar bach achreina, and he should say bach achreina. And then afterwards, he should say tfilas adach. So he says a bach achreina, then he's samach, bach achaveta. El chatchila, he shouldn't say, the pike can speak out, the chatchila, a person should not say tfilas adach after bach rishayna. Let's say bach rishayna. And, so now he says bach rishayna, you have to eat something. So that's a hafzik. When you have to bring some bracha avetah, should be without a hefzik. So if it makes a bracha rishayna, there'll be a hefzik. What he eats between? In the Alicha Shlema, so Shlema Zam Obach, in Perek Chafalef, R 11, he says, if there's no Asharis to say after Bracha Achreina. For some reason, he can't say after Bracha Achreina. Then you can say before Bracha Vishayna. That's a chiddush that Shlomo Zalman says. In the Sefer Isha Yisrael, in Perek Nun, then the Sefer says that you should say it after Bracha Vishayna. On a candy. Take a sack of candy, make a shakal, and just be time a mashal, and then after say to us, it's only Hesik a mashal, Hesik a mashal is okay, and you say to us after the Bracha Vishayna. Or, that's what the Achreinim say. The Mishbura Dan, Edi say after Bracha Achreina, or Yatul Mayim, should go to the washroom, Yivach HaSheyotza, Yem HaSheyotza, Rakach Yema Tzvil Sadech. After this, you say Tzvil Sadech. It's also, Bracha Tzvil Chavar, there's not a Dafka, a Bricha Tanen, it could be any Bricha, Bracha, any type of Bracha. As long as it's a Bracha, it's a regular Bracha, so you can Bracha Tzvil Chavar. And he says, Mishbuth is weiter. Ob Makaim, Shein, Yachal Lassus, Kaza, and Eifin, we can do all this. Kagan, Shein, Lai Malavarach, let's say he doesn't know what to know what to make a bracha on, and also he's sitting in a wagon, agala, between other men. Veinim raitzim lahamtim alav atchiyeh diyala should go get some food to make a bracha, whatever it is. Then the din is after pikei mutar lahem tefilas adarach. Zok the mishnah, you can say tefilas adarach. The kamer rishenim servant tefilas adarach in sichel yitzchon chaveta. Even though the mechaber brings down. But since there are many Mishnayim that hold that they don't have the Bracha Tzvil Chaveta, so if he can't do it, so you have what to be Semichan. So if you don't do it, it's also okay. So, what? It's a Masha from the Mishnah Berurah. The Chatzila, it's a nice thing to do it. But it's Yeshik, it's Semichan, not Mishnayim. They don't say, but the Chatzila, you should try to be Semich Bracha Chaveta. But it's not a Chiv Goma. Mishnah Berurah is not my sense of Chiv Goma. My sense is a nice thing to do it. So if you can do it, you should do it. Yeah.
It's a common chacham. Why did the chacham make it with a bracha lefanah?
Huh?
Why did the chacham avoid this whole issue and make it with a bracha lefanah? Why did they do this? So you have to come out to a bracha.
Why? Because you wait a second. We'll get to that. Okay. Now, any other questions? All right. Who are those Rishonim that say you don't have to be a son of bracha chaverta? So I've just been on two Rishonim. There are many other Rishonim, I just quote two Rishonim. One is, first of all, the Gemara says in Pesachim, that Kufdal and Amadeus, Kol HaBrachas Kulam, Pesachas Bebarach, all brachas start with a bracha, the Chayson Bahem, Bebarach. Every bracha starts with a barach, ends off with a barach. Chot the Bechas HaMitzvahs, except the Bechas HaMitzvahs, that starts out with a barach, but doesn't end up with a barach, Bechas HaPeyas, a bracha smoch al chavata. A bracha that smoch al chavata, you do not, that doesn't start with a bracha, so you say smoch one bracha tonight. So you see clear from the Gemara Pesachim that if it doesn't start with a bracha, you should try to say with bracha smoch al chavata. That's the Gemara Pesachim, we don't make like this. Taisus there is the kasha. Taisus there, and the Ramas Chakol, he has a number of kashas, one of his kashas are, he talks about Tzvil Sadech over there. Taisus, by Tzvil Sadech, you end the Baruch, doesn't start with Baruch. So how can you call a Bracha? So Taisus answers, the Yeshleima, the Finch, Einam Bracha, Zel Tzvil Rebama. It's not real to the Bracha, it's Tzvil. It's a Nechot Tzvil. It's only Tzvil Rebama. So you see from Taisus, that since it's Tzvil Rebama, you don't have to have Bracha Tzvil Chavata. Normally, takes it after the kasha, the chayot tzvil sederach, it doesn't sound barach, so you should always do it, samach tzvil chaveta. So Taisus says, no, since it's only a tzvil b'yama, it's not a barach chaveta. So see clearly that Taisus held, you don't have to be barach chaveta, it's only by chiyah bracha. Bracha you have to say, but bracha, which is only by tzvil b'yama, you don't have to say barach asum chaveta, it doesn't start with barach. That's one reason. The meaning in brachas, Daf Membava Ma'alef, the Miri says like this, that Tzvil Tadech, since it's not a bracha kavua, the only mistake of Tzvil Tadech, only when a person goes on the road. The one mistake to a person, to Shabbat Hashem, since it's not something you say normal, always say it, say only go on the road. So therefore, they want the doctor to say Samuel Chaverta. So Mela, and he says, what in Bechus Kshamim? You say Bracha for Kshamim, the same thing also, you don't have to be Bracha Samuel Chaverta. That's what Miri speaks out. So you see that according to these two Rishonim, you don't have to know any Bracha Svir Tadech, there's no one yet of the Samuel Bracha Chaverta. So it comes out, the Rishonim, that the Mishabibu brings out, the Kam Rishonim, these are two Rishonim that hold like that. So Mela Chatchila, you should, Chatchila Tfilas HaDerech should be, it's a nice thing to say it, Baruch Tzul Chaverta, but you see the Rishonim, the whole, that if you don't do it, Chatchila you don't have to do it. But we might try to do it. But I saw in Archetz, your question? I saw in Archetz Rabbeinu from the Stipler, in Chedek Aleph, Eitz Vesh Hei, in Peit Samach Aleph, if you want to look it up, he brings down the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, the Kiryas Yaakov, never was Samach Aleph. Whenever he went on the road, there never was Samach Baruch HaChaverta. And same thing, in the Sefer of Shumer Aaron, in Sim Kofiuna, he brings down that our Moshe was not Makkah to be Samach HaChaverta. L'chor, why? It's a Fush HaMechaba. It's a Dim Fush HaChanach. Quote to Rami Rodenberg. Why did they say it? He's even kept everything. The Moshe was a Medak Halacha. The Stipler, the Chazanish, they're always a Medak Halacha. Why didn't they say it? Then since you look in the Lashon of Mechaba, the Mechaba is Mashma, it's only Chumah B'Alma. Somebody gets in, because he writes, what's the Lashon of Mechaba? I'll quote again. Rami Rodenberg, Shayyotzu Derech, Babayka, Hayyayma Achrei, Yiratzen, Kidasnicha Brachas, Agama Chasadim, Vitiha Brachas Chavata. Rami Rodenberg, when he used to go on the road, he used to say it, it was Samech to Agama Chasadim. That's how Rami Rodenberg said when he used to travel. So the Chaya, the Lashon of Mechaba, why is it like the Burr? You go on the road, Bisamech Brachas Chavata. He doesn't say it that way. He says a Maisa. Rami Rodenberg used to do like that. So you see even close in the Mechaba, that it's not Dimbara. It's a Hagataiva. He doesn't like the Losh like writes the rest of Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Prisha on the tour in Simit Kufyur, Tzif Katan Ches, he says it's only Adif Tvei. That's his Loshin. The Prisha says Adif Tvei Liyah Tzalachavet. It's a nice thing. And if you look in the Sefer, Adam and Ritecha Peretes Tzif Katan Samavav, he says Roy Menachem Lazarus came. It's a nice thing to do it. Oh, it's not Mika Adin. Even when and it's not Mashal that Lashon Mechaba, it's not Mika Adin. Since it's not Mika Adin, so in Mela, a person is not Mechuyev. It's a nice thing to do it, but if it doesn't work out, then if he doesn't do it, it's also okay also. It's not even you, sir.
What did
Rav
do?
Huh? I'm still behind the Chazanish and the Stipler. You know, Moshe, they want Mark on this.
You should do it.
If you could do it.
Yeah.
If you hold it, it's Mikael Din, you mean?
Yeah, if you hold it, it's not going to work that way.
Right, okay. Right, we see Lashon Mechaba is like that also. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not a... It's not Marcus.
Does anyone ask why they have a brothel?
They don't talk about that. This was the Kohen's Chazal. So come on. The Gemara says this is the way you make the bracha. That's it. Right. It's only a nice thing to do. If you don't do it, it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you're making a shakol, then it's really a hefzik.
Well, no, we're talking about the bracha achrona. You make a shakol, yidik his eyes, and then you make the bracha achrona, then you say tfilas haderech.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay, one more short thing. How come by tfilas haderech it doesn't mention malchus? Lega bracha, baruch atah Hashem, erkeinu malch haylam. He said only baruch atah Hashem, shmei tfilah. In the Sefer Halicha Shleima, in Perek Chof Aleph, in the Dvar Locha, he's Dalet. He asked this kasha. Why would they be sakin by Tfilas HaDerech? We pass it Kol Brocha Shem by Malchus and a bracha. It says in the Tzvav, it says in the Gemara, it says all over that they have to have Malchus, Melech HaOlam. If you don't have Kena Melech HaOlam, it's not a bracha. So the Miri in Brachas, the Miri in Brachas and Memon Bay says a point on your side. The Miri in Brachas of Memon Bay says, why does it say Malchus and Shemin Esra? You have 18 brachas. Why did you say it's a tefillah? Well, why did you say 18 brachas? Or with 18 brachas, you say start brachat Hashem. You only end up the bracha brachat Hashem. Shemay tefillah brachat Hashem. Matzich came Yeshua, but doesn't start out a bracha. Why did it say? Why didn't start with a bracha? So he says that the only time you make a bracha with Malchus, only it's a bracha that's an etzema. You're doing a seis, something Baruchel created something, and something created in the world, or a mitzvah. So the Baruchel was geizer, he do his ratzon. So it came as then came Malchus. But Dava, which is King Tfilah and Bakosh Rachamim, zok to me, you don't have to say Malchus. You don't melech haolam. So maybe that's why zok to me by Shmini Esra, since it's only Bakosh, so you don't have to say Malchus there. So according to that, who I did also by Tzvil Sederch, Zakub Shlomo Zalman. That Tzvil Sederch also, since it's only Bakosha Be'alma, so Mela, you do not say Malchus. Any questions? No. Okay, Shir is over. Mr. Shem will continue next week. We never.
Quick question. I use the name of my God with the line. Am I allowed to tape it down and use the last on the whole Sabbath and use it?
Yeah, if you tape it down, yeah.
Tape it down and just replace the message.
No problem.
Service.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, cool.